This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Welcome back, folks. One of the byproducts of Hurricane Katrina was criminal behavior by elected leaders. And a lot of the details have not been revealed, and there were some connections between cases that you may not be aware of. And Rafael Goyeneche, president of the Metropolitan Crime Commission, joins us to talk about these cases. Rafi, welcome to the show.
Great to be back, Newell. I thought that in light of the anniversary of Katrina, it would be appropriate to talk about this, and quite frankly, the idea occurred to me in watching the news over the weekend where Ray Nagin was giving his first public speech in the city of New Orleans since he was convicted and served his time, and he basically once again failed to accept responsibility for his actions. So I started thinking about it, and I thought it might be appropriate to talk about these two cases. The important thing with these cases, one involves the Plaquemines Parish Sheriff and the other involves the mayor of the city of New Orleans. How could those two cases be related? So they're related not because the mayor and Sheriff Hingle compared notes or worked together, but because of the people that bribed Sheriff Hingle and bribe Ray Nagin were connected. So, the public, it takes two sides to a corruption case. The public official that is accepting the bribes and the individual that's paying the bribes. So the first case led into the second case, and I'll explain as I relate what the Crime Commission's involvement was in both of these cases. So after Katrina devastated this region, Sheriff Hingle received substantial FEMA money to rebuild the parish jail that flooded. So in 2007, he apparently made a decision to line his own pockets at the expense of the people of Plaquemines Parish. And the way that he was ultimately held accountable was because, a citizen came to see the Crime Commission and provide us with information. So what was happening was that Sheriff Hingle had awarded a multi-million dollar contract to Bentech, which is a firm that was owned by a individual by the name of Aaron Bennett. Aaron Bennett secured the contract to design the new parish jail in Plaquemines Parish. And what the public didn't know, and what law enforcement didn't know, was that Bennett bribed Hingle to secure that contract. Well, how did the Crime Commission find out about it? Well, we didn't, you know, go, we don't have subpoena power. I can't bring anyone before a grand jury. Every case that we're involved in is the result of people calling us and meeting with us because they know of us, they trust us, and they provide us with the documentation that we in turn turn over to law enforcement. So one day, person walked into the office with a binder full of bank and credit card records. The record showed that Bennett and his company, Bentec, Aaron Bennett, had provided trips, meals, and a stock wine locker at Morton Steakhouse to Sheriff Hingle as bribes to secure the contract to rebuild the Plaquemines Parish Jail. Bennett paid for Hingle's trips to baseball games at Yankee Stadium that included his lodging. In 2008, he offered Hingle $20,000 in cash, which came in two separate $10,000 payments. And to cover the cost of those $20,000 in bribes, Bennett inflated the cost of his contract that the people of Plaquemines Parish were paying and the FEMA money was providing to be able to recoup the $20,000 that he paid to Sheriff Hingle. So this person that walked into the office showed us and gave us receipts showing that Aaron Bennett purchased a $5,000 wine locker at Morton Steakhouse on Canal Street. So anytime that Sheriff Hingle decided to go eat at Morton Steakhouse, he could order a bottle of wine out of his wine locker that was paid for by Aaron Bennett because Hingle had awarded the contract to Bennett's firms. So we also learned that Sheriff Hingle had used some of his campaign funds and converted them to personal as personal income. So the sheriff, with one of his schemes, decided to pay for some public service announcements for a TV production. And he used his credit card to charge the production company and pay them $100,000. He in turn then took that invoice and his credit card payment and was reimbursed by the sheriff's office immediately. Then he submitted that invoice to his campaign fund and got $100,000 out of that too. So he used his credit card to get the points involved in that. So he used his credit card, was immediately reimbursed by the sheriff's office so he could pay off his credit card debt. And then he submitted that same invoice for the TV production to his campaign fund, which of course he controls. And since the production company had already been paid, the $100,000 was converted to his personal purposes. So it wasn't used on a campaign. It was basically laundered money that he received. So when we get that information, we provide that information to law enforcement. Law enforcement needs probable cause or predication to open a file. So when we provided them with the canceled checks and the credit card records for Aaron Bennett, that allowed the government to go in and corroborate and verify the accuracy of that information. They have subpoena power. They have federal agents that can, drag people before grand juries. So we turned over that information and the federal authorities documented everything, and ultimately Hingle and Bennett were indicted. Hingle became a cooperating witness with the federal government. He agreed to wire up and meet with Bennett again in 2011 and received an additional $10,000 bribe in payment for the reconstruction job project in Plaquemines Parish. So ultimately, Hingle and Bennett both pled guilty. Bennett agreed to cooperate with the federal government and provide additional information. So what Bennett's connection was, not just in Plaquemines Parish, but also in the city of New Orleans. And Aaron Bennett is the person that introduced Ray Nagin to Frank Fadella, who was another corrupt businessman.
Before we get into that, let us take a break here so that we can, and before we get into the second case and explain the connection, I think this is a good time to do so. We're visiting with Rafael Goyeneche, president of the Metropolitan Crime Commission, revealing for the first time some of the particulars about these two investigations, Sheriff Jeff Hingle in Plaquemines Parish, as well as New Orleans Mayor Ray Nagin, and how this bribery scheme is actually somewhat connected. We'll be right back. Stay with
us. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
With us. Welcome back, folks. We're visiting with Rafael Goyeneche, President, Metropolitan Crime Commission. We're talking about the aftermath of Katrina, and one of the byproducts is criminal behavior by some of our elected officials. Two cases in particular that are somewhat connected, and that's the Jeff Hingle case, Sheriff Jeff Hingle in Plaquemines Parish, as well as Mayor Ray Nagin. And you were telling us, Rafi, about the introduction of one individual to another that led to Nagin. Let's go through that just real briefly again.
Right. So Aaron Bennett was the contractor that bribed Jeff Hingle. And Aaron Bennett was also the contractor that introduced Ray Nagin to Frank Fidella, who is another contractor in the city of New Orleans that was at the heart of Ray Nagin's corruption conviction. So you had one corrupt contractor in Plaquemines Parish that was also doing business in New Orleans, and he introduced the mayor of the city of New Orleans to Frank Fidella, who ultimately developed a relationship with Ray Nagin and was at the heart of several of the counts of the government's indictment in which Ray Nagin was ultimately convicted. So the way that that evolved is one day after the Bennett-Hingle convictions, I was contacted by someone that said he wanted to come talk to me because he was involved with Aaron Bennett, and he wanted to make sure that the government knew that he had done nothing wrong. And I said, listen, if you talk to me and you tell me you did, you know, I know the facts of the case. If you've committed a crime, I'm going to refer to the appropriate authorities. And he said, I want to come talk to you anyway. So he walked in the office and we talked for about an hour about the Bennett-Hingle case. And after I asked him every question, I didn't see anything that was new. I didn't see anything that was in any way indicative that he had committed any offenses. So I was walking him to the door, thanking him for coming in, and I asked one more question. I said, what did you do after you stopped working for Aaron Bennett? And he said, I went to go work for a guy by the name of Frank Fidella. I said, let's go back to the office and have a talk. So we walked into the office, my office here, and within a few minutes, he told a remarkable story that ultimately was the impetus for Frank Fidella admitting that he had bribed the mayor and became a cooperating federal witness. So the way that this thing evolved is this witness that came in to talk to us about Bennett ended up being the one of the key witnesses in the Nagin corruption case. So he walked in and explained to me that he knew that Frank Fidella had given Ray Nagin and his family's granite firm two tractor trailer loads of granite that's used for countertops. Now, Frank Fidella's company was a publicly traded company, and whenever he would secure a contract, he would inflate the value of the contract in the press release. That would drive up the value of his stock. And then he would use his stock to buy out competitors in other parts of the country. And part of Frank Fidella's business was the granite business. He had secured a good relationship with corporate Home Depot, and he was supplying many of the Home Depot locations with granite. So Frank Fidella used his stock to buy a granite firm in Tampa. And the person that came in to talk to me told me that Frank Fidella instructed this source to go to Tampa and to transport the inventory of the Tampa Granite Company back to New Orleans to Stone Age Granite, which is a granite firm that was created by Ray Nagin and his family. So this individual related to me that they took not one trailer load, but two trailer loads. And the person estimated the value of each trailer of the granite was $100,000 or more. So that's about $200,000 worth of granite that Frank Fidella paid to Ray Nagin in exchange for the millions of dollars in contracts that the city of New Orleans awarded to Frank Fidella's company. So Frank Fidella, in 2011, was already under indictment for securities fraud in Dallas. The government knew that he was related to the mayor in some way, but Frank Fidella was not cooperating, would not talk. So his company, his publicly created company, is defunct. All of the employees that work for him are now working for other people. One of these people walked into our office to talk about Bennett, and then we learned that he had, after he left Bennett's employment, he went to go work for Frank Fidella. So he was able to tell us what was happening. He also related to us that Bennett set up a corporate office right across the street from City Hall, and he said Ray Nagin would often come spend hours in the office sitting behind Frank Fidella's desk and conducting city business in Frank Fidella's office and hanging out. So this individual put us in touch with the person that drove the tractor trailers from Tampa to New Orleans. He's, you know, not working for Frank Fidella anymore because his company is defunct. This guy's working for somebody else. Government didn't know who he was, didn't know any of this stuff. So when we documented this, we turned these witnesses over to the government. The government did their own investigation, vetting and verifying everything that I'm relating to you. And they ultimately indicted Frank Fidella, and Frank Fidella quickly agreed to plead guilty and become a federal witness. In addition to the two tractor trailer loads of granite that we knew about, the government was also able to learn after Frank Fidella agreed to cooperate, because he wasn't cooperating because he was already under indictment. And if he acknowledged that he bribed the mayor of the city of New Orleans, he'd be facing additional charges. So he didn't want to talk to the federal government. But once the government knew what he did with the granite and could prove that, that's what got him to change his tune and agreed to cooperate. And he disclosed and verified that, yeah, he bribed the mayor with two tractor trail loads of granite from the company that he bought out in Tampa, Florida. But he also gave the mayor a $50,000 cash payment from one of his defunct companies. He also made $12,500 payments to the mayor after he left office, so over $112,000 in payments, two tractor trailer loads of granite valued at over $100,000 per tractor trailer load, so that's about $312,000, coupled with the $50,000 payment, you're looking at north of $360,000 in bribes that the mayor accepted, not to mention the free trips that were paid for by Fridella and others that included trips to New York City with limousine services, Chicago, Las Vegas, Hawaii, and Jamaica. Hawaii and Jamaica were family vacations, so all of the cost of his entire family were paid by those corrupt vendors that were receiving millions of dollars in contracts from the city of New Orleans. So last Sunday, when, you know, Ray Nagin was in tears, saying that, you know, he had his corruption case had been manufactured by the media and by the FBI. He neglected to mention to the people in the audience the value of all of the bribes that he accepted. He didn't talk about the fact that, you know, the value of just the cash payments and the grant, it was over $400,000. And there was another individual that we didn't have anything to do with. It acknowledged that he paid a $60,000 bribe to Ray Nagin. So you're looking at, you know, an individual that wasn't targeted by anybody. The reason that he was convicted was because of the weight of the evidence. And unless the citizen that had the information had not walked into our office and provided it, there's a good chance that Nagin might have skated on this. So there are, you know, a couple of important takeaways in all of this. One is the fact that the federal government, the FBI, they need actionable information. The public in Louisiana is, you know, in many respects, fearful of reporting public corruption because whistleblowers haven't been treated very favorably in the state of Louisiana historically. That's why the Metropolitan Crime Commission was created 73 years ago to serve as a conduit between the public and law enforcement. So if there is information that the public has about corruption, it needs to be reported. And in the instances I just described to you, it was people that walked into the offices of the MCC and provided the actionable information that law enforcement needed to hold these corrupt public officials and the vendors and contractors that bribed those public officials accountable for their crimes. So the law enforcement can't just go on fishing expeditions. They don't have the ability to identify some of these crimes unless they're reported. So it's critically important when we take a look at these two cases and you couple that with the recent indictment of Mayor Cantrell, the second mayor in the city of New Orleans that has been indicted. Unlike Ray Nagin, Mayor Cantrell is still in office. Ray Nagin was out of office. But one of the remarkable things that we found out in the Nagin indictment is that his payments continued after he had left office because Frank Fedella was issuing him a series of $12,500 checks, and he did it 9 times in payment for all of the contracts that Frank Fedella and his firm had secured. So if you want to end the corruption tax, and I pointed out that, you know, the work that was done by Aaron Bennett and the work that was done by Frank Fedella, they had to do the work. But they weren't able to compete on the basis of merit like other firms do. They had to offer bribes for them to secure those contracts. And they still did the work, but they had to bake into their contracts with the city the bribe payments that were made to pay off Hingle and to pay off Ray Nagin. So we're looking at, you know, in the city of New Orleans, well over $400,000 in additional costs that were absorbed by taxpayers because Aaron Bennett and some of the other corrupt contractors that bribe Ray Nagin included those bribe payments in their contracts. So public funds were being used to finance the bribes that Ray Nagin and Jeff Hingle were accepting to award those contracts to those corrupt companies. So that's a cost.
How interesting. Let me ask you this. How interesting did you find his comments in church the other day? I mean, why? This is the first time he's gone public. And why would he ever think that he could redefine, re-engineer, and rewrite history as it relates to this. With the overwhelming evidence that was presented at trial, he took the stand. He testified on his own behalf, and obviously the jurors didn't believe a word he had to say. And I don't know what evidence they put in. I kind of remotely, you know, vaguely remember some of it to try and counter the allegations made by the U.S. Attorney's Office, but there wasn't any smoking gun that he had to, you know, how do you explain away two tractor loads of granite? I mean, there was
obviously he couldn't.
There was
no
money trail going back to the provider of it. You know, you receive two tractor trailer loads in business of granite that you're going to resell. You pay somebody for it, right?
Yep. Yep. Well, I mean, so again, I can't begin to read Ray Nagin's mind. But, you know, keep in mind that when he was indicted, basically denied that he had done anything wrong. And he was one of those individuals that, you know, was very charming and was a good speaker. And I think that he thought that he could take the witness stand in his defense and charm the jurors into believing that he was innocent of all of this. But the weight of the evidence was so overwhelming against them that, you know, the jury rejected all of the excuses. And even after Ray Nagin was sentenced to 10 years, didn't serve 7.5, he got out early because of the COVID crisis in the country. So he got out a little bit early, but you would think that, you know, when he's coming back to New Orleans to talk about, you know, the horrors of being the mayor during Katrina, and then he weaves in his wrongful conviction and how he was, you know, it was a manipulation by the FBI and the media, and inferring that it was racially based, had nothing to do with race. Had everything to do with greed and everything to do with him betraying the public trust and lining his pockets with bribes that were financed with public funds. And for him to refuse to acknowledge that all these years later suggests to me that there were no lessons learned by him. But I'm hoping the public realizes that there are opportunities to repeal this corruption tax and change the image and the way business is done in New Orleans and in Louisiana. And it starts with people that have information, picking up the phone, coming into the office to talk to the MCC or go talk to the FBI or go talk to some of the inspector generals in the state of Louisiana. But if you know about corruption and you don't report it, you're part of the problem. And these cases
And to think that an innocent follow-up question on the way to an elevator, right, that you ask a confidential informant that comes into your office, so what are you doing now? After, you know, the guilty party that he worked for before is now defunct. And it's like, well, I'm working for this other guilty party. Well, wait a minute. Let's go back to my office. I want to ask you some questions. Is absolutely amazing in tying these two cases together and ultimately providing some of the most substantive evidence to be used at trial against Ray Nagin. We'll be right back. We're visiting with Rafael Goyeneche, president of the Metropolitan Crime Commission.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Stay with us, folks. Well, welcome back, folks. We're visiting with Raphael Goyeneche, president of the Metropolitan Crime Commission, and we've been talking about the Nagin investigation and how this investigation and information from it actually kind of started in, as it relates to a different investigation of former Plaquemines Parish Sheriff Jeff Hingle. You mentioned, Rafi, that there was another individual that was indicted and pled guilty in this case, and roughly, and I think in December of 2012, Rodney Williams pled guilty to bribing Mayor Ray Nagin as well, which was 1 month before he was indicted for the connection to Frank Fredella. What was that about?
Okay, so Rodney Williams was apparently gave a $60,000 bribe to Ray Nagin, who was one of the principals in Threefold Consulting and Engineering firm that received special treatment from the city. So in other words, Williams bribed the mayor $60,000 to secure the engineering contract that the mayor awarded to his firm. So again, so here's another example. It wasn't just Frank Fredella, and there were other people involved too. You had, you know, Greg Memford, who was the city's IT person, who was involved in accepting bribes and doing business with Fredella and doing business with Aaron Bennett, and they would party and they would invite the mayor to some of the extravagant parties and they would wine and dine him. So all of this is like a big bowl of spaghetti. You have the vendors, you have the corrupt mayor and the corrupt sheriff, and you have some of the other parish employees in the city of New Orleans that were lining their pockets as well. So Greg Meffert was indicted for accepting bribes, and the person that was bribing him and working with him, a guy by the name of Mark St. Pierre, was indicted. But they weren't able to indict Frank Fredella, and they weren't able to indict Ray Nagin until those witnesses walked into, or that witness walked into our office and provided us with the information about the granite shipments. And quite frankly, that person would have never walked into our office were it not for the person that walked into our office to report the evidence of the bribes that were paid by Aaron Bennett to Jeff Hingle, because the Crime Commission's role in the Hingle case was disclosed by the government after the convictions were obtained. And that's why the employee of Aaron Bennett knew to come talk to the Crime Commission. And when he came in to talk to us about Aaron Bennett, I just had the luck and good fortune to ask him, what did you do after you stopped working for Bennett? And he said that he went to work for Frank Fidella, and that led to the Granite payments. And without that, Frank Fidella wasn't going to cooperate with the government. The government had no proof. His company was defunct. Those employees were working for other people. And the trail was cold. And we provided the toehold, the fact witnesses that the government needed to end up in charging Frank Fidella, proving that he bribed the mayor, and then Frank Fidella became a cooperating witness and not only confirmed the two tractor trail loads of granite, but acknowledged additional payments that were made. So we're looking at, you know, Ray Nagin, not the victim of any conspiracy, not the Ray Nagin, the victim of some racial prejudice. This is Ray Nagin, the corrupt official that betrayed the public trust and lined his pockets and was charged, was tried, convicted, and sentenced to 10 years in jail. And after, you know, last weekend, he's still refusing to acknowledge his role in the choices that he made to betray the public trust and commit the crimes against the people of New Orleans.
Well, he must feel comfortable in that role because he's still doing it. He walked into a place of worship and told that congregation a lie for all intents and purposes. And he's still betraying the public's trust. I don't know what you can do with that. Rafi, thank you so much for sharing this story with us. I think the first time that this has been made public by you of this connection in these two cases, compelling information. Rafael Goinecci, president of the Metropolitan Crime Commission, we always appreciate your time and your insight, and thank you so much for joining us today, and have a great Labor Day weekend.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, sir. We'll be right back. Check in with Scoot. Stay with us. Scoot's up next. What do we have coming up, Scoot?
Well, we will continue to remember Katrina 20 years later. We'll talk to Amanda Shaw, who has written a song titled Before Katrina. We'll talk to Susan Cowsill of the Cowsills. She's got a very, very sad story about how Katrina affected her family. And we'll talk to General Honoré about Katrina.
All right. He's got a great lineup coming your way, folks. Stay tuned. Hope you enjoyed today's show. We'll see you again in the morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.